So we've already discussed the structure of Java, and we've effectively described it for JavaScript. So with Java, we learned how you ran it through a compiler, and then it got downloaded, which converted the .java into a .class. In the case of JavaScript, typically you just write the JavaScript interpreted instructions in your HTML with a particular tag, the script tag, to tell Netscape that this is not text, but it's computer programming. Remember, HTML, you have image tags and header tags and body tags, which tell the browser what to expect. So now you have a script tag to say, well, this isn't text like you thought it was. This is just a computer program. And they even have the support for lots of scripts, so when somebody comes up with a better script, you can specify the script language in the script tag. And so the script tag specified as the script being JavaScript is how you include JavaScript. You can actually specify that JavaScript be read from a file, but that doesn't really alter the fact that what's downloaded, the JavaScript, is the computer program. It is not processed at all. The first time any processing is done on the JavaScript is by the browser. Whereas with Java, you run it through a compiler, and the virtual machine is processed by the browser. That actually leads to some problems in that the JavaScript is quite tricky to debug because you can get some quite obscure errors, and you only see them when they're embedded, when they're actually at the last stage, when they're downloaded and interpreted by the browser.